I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is From the Pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources experts are warning that this summer could be a bad one for spongy moths. The pest outbreak may be the worst in more than a decade. I'll share more details when we return, but first...
Find Dad's Day deals that won't be beat this Father's Day at Fleet Farm. Going on now. Get $60 off a Milwaukee M18 cordless two-tool combo kit. On sale, $169. Or get a Bighorn Greystone pellet grill for just $279.99. Plus, if you find a lower price, we'll match it. We have what you need for everyday life at new, lower prices. Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is warning the public that the next 2 months could bring the worst spongy moth caterpillar outbreak in more than a decade. Invasive spongy moth caterpillars, formerly known as gypsy moths, strip trees of their leaves, potentially killing high-value timber. They prefer to feed on oak, birch, crabapple, aspen, and willow leaves, but they'll also feed on many other tree and shrub species. Southern Wisconsin and parts of the north are already in a high population outbreak that is predicted to spread. Badger State property owners are encouraged to examine their trees and take action. You can start by visiting the Wisconsin Spongy Moth Information Portal for information on identifying and managing spongy moths. Simply go to spongymoth.wi.gov. Management options for the invasive pests include using burlap collection bands, physically destroying caterpillars, and applying insecticide to protect trees and reduce nuisance caterpillar numbers. Again, for more information, go to spongymoth.wi.gov. I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been From the Pages of Outdoor News. Read more at outdoornews.com.